Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. More than 160 years ago, 19-year-old Francis Carr of Ireland and his younger brother James landed in New York City, where Francis taught school for 15 years and studied law. He also lost a wife and one son in childbirth and three children to smallpox. When 42 years old, he left New York with his second wife, an infant daughter, and one child from his first marriage to accept a teacher-principal position at the Shasta Public School. Traveling by ship to Panama and crossing the Isthmus by mule, they took a second ship to San Francisco and arrived in Shasta County in time for the start of school. Carr taught in Shasta for a year before moving to Millville, where he received his law degree. They had two more children, Francis Christopher and William. Carr's son, Francis Christopher, became a renowned water rights lawyer in the town of Reading, traveling on cases frequently to Washington, D.C. The present-day Judge Francis Carr Power Plant is named for him. Carr and his descendants played major roles in the development of Shasta Dam and the Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. Today's episode of As It was written by Luana Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.